Oh, happy that you've decided to dial in on this crazy cold Wednesday afternoon. We'll take you into your Wednesday evening as well. We'll wrap up at 6 o'clock tonight. Tomorrow, we grapple when we're done at 6 o'clock with the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. And then back to the high school hardwood we go on Friday. It all begins on Friday at 7 o'clock with the Dr. Karen Kramer pregame show, North Ridgeville taking on Olmsted Falls. Time for us to head back to the hotline right now as we bring in the first guest of today's show, John Meyer with the Cleveland Hearing and Speech Center. John, thank you so much for the time today. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we have you on to talk about a pretty cool event coming up next Thursday, February 7th. Hopefully, we are actually talking about double-digit temperatures at that time. We're not stuck in this polar vortex, but it's the Share the Love Charity Dinner. What are the details?
Yeah, well, even if it is still cold, we hope that you'll come and warm up with us. But we're hosting a charity dinner at the Veranda Bistro and Bar in Westlake to benefit the Cleveland Hearing and Speech Center. It's a great opportunity for, you know, the staff and clinicians here at the Hearing and Speech Center to be able to get together with our clients and the community, have a little bit of fun, and enjoy a meal together. And all the benefits or all the proceeds from the dinner go towards supporting the services of the Cleveland Hearing and Speech Center.
You guys have 50-50 raffles and fun lined up for the evening. What kinds of entertainment will be available at next Thursday's fundraiser?
Well, I'm really proud to announce that we have two marquee guests joining us. The mayor of Westlake, Mayor Dennis Clough, as well as Cuyahoga Councilwoman Nan Baker are joining us, both to speak to their constituents, and they've been big supporters of the Cleveland Hearing and Speech Center. So we're really happy to have them with us, as well as we'll be drawing a 50-50 raffle and just enjoying a nice evening, getting out in the community a little bit. We were really lucky to be able to open our first Westlake office back in October. So the community's been really fantastic and really supportive of the Hearing and Speech Center.
Now, this is a fundraiser, as you mentioned, for the Cleveland Hearing and Speech Center. Give us an idea as to what the fundraising at this event will allow you guys to do.
Sure. Well, we're coming up on 100 years of service. We were founded back in 1921. We're the region's only provider of hearing, speech, and deafness services, ensuring world-class care for everyone in our community, regardless of their ability to pay. The ability to communicate is really, it's a basic human need, and it's critical to the most important connections of our lives. You know, far too many people in our community have communication disorders and deafness, which create barriers to the vital engagement at home, school, and at work. And CHSC is here to change that. You know, our vision is to create a community in which everybody can communicate effectively.
And you guys do that with all age ranges, too. This isn't something that's just exclusive to kids, right? This is for all age ranges?
Correct. We serve everybody from infants up into elder care through our three services. You know, we help people with issues such as stuttering, hearing loss, deafness, language disorders, even stroke recovery. And, you know, again, we do that regardless of people's ability to pay. 90% of our speech services are done at free or reduced cost care. 80% of the hearing aids that we distribute, again, are at free or reduced cost care. And 100% of the deaf services we do are free to the community.
All the more reason why next Thursday's event, Share the Love Charity Dinner, is very important and very vital to what you guys do. You mentioned something a few moments ago I want to go back and hit on. You guys are coming up on your 100th anniversary, is that right?
Yeah, just a couple years away. We were founded back in 1921 by Helen Newell Garfield, who was the daughter-in-law of President Garfield. She began to lose her hearing when she was a young woman, and, you know, being convinced, as we are today, that communication was key to living and functioning independently, she founded the Cleveland Association for the Hard of Hearing, which is today the Cleveland Hearing and Speech Center.
And because you guys serve so many different folks, and you mentioned that a lot of what you do has to do with helping folks communicate, which is 100% ideal in today's day and age, is done in so many different forms and fashions, but you guys have a lot of success stories as well. And I wanted to give you an opportunity here to tell some of those success stories, because communication, you know, let's face it, unless you have a deficiency, whether it be a speech impediment or you have a problem hearing, if you have a problem communicating, as you mentioned, those certainly set up some barriers, but you guys have been wildly successful over the past 100 years at breaking down some of those barriers, and you have a lot of success stories, and that's, again, what makes next Thursday's event so important, because the funds that are raised here, they allow you guys to certainly share and create some more of these success stories. So if you can, kind of share some of these stories which have really made you guys so proud of what you do.
Sure. There's one in particular that I'd love to share with you. We were able to serve a little girl named Cassidy. She was born premature, and at 6 months old, her beginning speech sounds, they seemed normal, but as she grew a little bit older, Cassidy's mother wasn't able to pick up discernible speech from her. She turned to the Cleveland Hearing and Speech Center, and through working with our speech pathology team, they were able to outfit her with what's called a talker. It's basically a tablet that helps Cassidy be able to communicate through pictures. And it's a really touching story, and there's a great video on our website. I'd love for everybody to go to www.chsc.org and check out Cassidy's story. She's a really beautiful, cute kid and just a tremendous story.
Okay, let's go through the talker again. That's really fascinating. So this is a tablet that one will use to point to pictures to kind of communicate the message. How does this work?
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's a tablet for people who have more advanced speech issues, where they can go through pages of different nouns and verbs and be able to form sentences and cognitive speech patterns in order to help communicate with people when they're missing that verbal speech.
Wow, and how long has something like that been around? I'd never heard of that.
It's a newer technology.
It seems like a lot of things, particularly in this field, seem to kind of develop, it seems, year after year, and people try to stay up on them. John, I was curious, is most of the clientele here from the Cleveland area, or do you get some folks from outside who come in for help?
We focus mainly on the greater Cleveland area. We've been able to expand a little bit west because there's a big need as we expand farther west. So opening up our location in Westlake has been fantastic for us. And a lot of our people have been traveling all the way across the city into our main office at University Circle. And to be able to reach them a little bit more conveniently has been really important for the center.
Well, I think obviously you pointed out too, I mean, regardless of the amount of money someone may have, I think that's huge. My sister deals with a 60% hearing loss herself, and constantly it seems she's trying to upgrade hearing aids or something along those lines, and it can get extremely expensive in cases.
Yeah, no, hearing aids they're definitely a little bit more expensive, and they do fantastic things now.
Sure.
You can connect them through Bluetooth to your phone or your TV. The technology in them is truly, truly amazing, and it's working on reducing the stigma around it, because again, it's a basic need, and everybody should be able to communicate effectively.
Agreed.
Again, next Thursday, February 7th, it's the Share the Love Charity Dinner. Proceeds benefiting the Cleveland Hearing and Speech Center. John, for our listeners out there wondering where they can go to get more information about the services that you guys provide, or just to see more information on next Thursday's Share the Love Charity Dinner, where can they go to get more information?
Sure. For more information, please visit www.chsc.org. And up at the top of the page, click the banner for the Share the Love Charity Dinner to purchase tickets. And again, you'll find all of the information about our services there, as well as some of those really great success stories that we have.
Very good stuff. Well, John, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us today. And do the best you can to stay warm out there, my friend.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you again, John Meyer with the Cleveland Hearing and Speech Center, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, talking about the Share the Love Charity Dinner. It's at the Veranda Bistro on Detroit Road in Westlake next Thursday, February 7th. Should be a good time. And, Matt, I think you and I both mm-hmm. agree, after talking with John there, the proceeds going towards such a wonderful cause.
Yeah, I think something many of us probably overlook quite a bit, the ability to communicate and how easy it comes. I mean, you and I work in radio, so hopefully we have that ability to communicate. Otherwise, people would stop listening into us. But for some, it's not as easy as you might think. So a great cause they've got going on there. And again, I mean, regardless of the funding people are able to offer, I mean, it's something to get behind to help others. It's a big help.
Yeah, no question about that. And like we mentioned in the interview with John, look, I mean, unless you have a speech deficiency or you have a hearing deficiency, something like that, you don't really recognize how important and how difficult that could be. You know, when you have an issue communicating, it certainly sets up some barriers, as John mentioned, and that could be a tough barrier to take down. So what they do is a really, really cool thing.
Yeah, imagine how frustrating it would be for you. I mean, so it opens up big doors.
I have a friend who's hard of hearing, and that was one of his big qualms. He said when he was growing up, you know, it was so tough for him to get his point across, to get his message across. Like he said, there would be times he would get so angry trying to talk to people because they couldn't understand what he was saying. He could not understand the message that was being relayed back to him. And he said it kind of isolates you. But this is the kind of thing that really helps that process out. And it goes to help out a number of individuals. You know, the story he told about that young lady who was able to essentially use what they call a talking tablet to point out pictures and use that to get her message across. A really, really cool story. And again, another reason.